This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba addressing two election gatherings in Dadeldhura today. Jayanagar Kurtha Railway service to run more trips than regular, considering huge influx of pilgrims on the occasion of Kartik Purnima. And five killed in suicide bombing at Somalia military camp. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, who has been in his home district Dadeldhura for the past 4 days in view of the election campaign, is scheduled to address two election-centred gatherings today. The Nepali Congress president is contesting in the election to the member of the House of Representatives from Dadeldhura, and he has been in Dadeldhura since Thursday. Prior to this, he addressed the election gathering at Amargadi, Ganyamdhura, Navadurga and Ajaymeru rural municipalities. According to Nepali Congress Dadeldhura President Bhim Bahadur Saud, Prime Minister Deoba will be addressing the mass gathering at Godam of Alital rural municipality and Jogbuda of Parchuram municipality today. He will be returning to Kathmandu today itself. As the Prime Minister's Chief Private Secretary Bhanu Deoba said, the Prime Minister will be reaching all seven provinces to address the election mass meetings. The voting for the House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly elections is taking place simultaneously on November 20th. The 27th session of the Conference of the Parties, COP27, to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change is taking place today. The conference, which is taking place at Sharm el-Sheikh in Egypt from today till the 18th of November, is expected to give inclusive and ambitious results acting on agreements, decisions and commitments reached in the past. Similarly, the issues of greenhouse gas emission reduction, preparations of an action plan to implement Glasgow Climate Pact and the implementation of the finance for climate adaptation from COP26 will be discussed. Joint Secretary Dr. Buddhisagar Paudel, Chief of the Climate Change Management Division under the Ministry of Forest and Environment, said for the conference, the ministry has prepared a concept paper that includes issues to be put on the occasion. Nepal will put up the issues related to mountainous areas, climate adaptation, agriculture and food security and emission reduction. The Nepali team of delegates, led by Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizen Uma Regmi, participating in COP27 includes the Forest Secretary, Joint Secretary and representatives from different government and non-government organizations and international non-government organizations. The Jayanagar Kurtha Railway service will be increased for 3 days from tomorrow. It will have more trips than regular, considering the huge influx of people coming to bathe at Kamala River on the occasion of Kartik Purnima. Nepal Railway Company has announced untimely train services will be operated from November 7th, 8th and 9th as per the convenience of the passengers. Managing Director Niranjan Kumar Jha issued a notice stating that the untimely service will be operated from Jayanagar to Janakpur for the convenience of the pilgrims who come to bathe in Kamala River on the occasion of Kartik Purnima. During the Kartik Purnima, a large number of pilgrims from various places in Nepal and even from Indian cities arrive to bathe in Kamala River. Out of the 70-kilometer railway under construction from Jayanagar to Bardiwas in Mohottari, 35-kilometer railway from Jayanagar to Kurtha has been running regularly since it was inaugurated 8 months ago. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has stated that the November 20th House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly elections will be conducted in a fearless and fair manner. He stated that the Election Commission is putting plans in place to prevent re-voting in any polling stations. Speaking at a program on effective implementation of Election Code of Conduct and Role of Stakeholders, jointly organized by Commission and the Nepal Law Society in Birtamur Japa, Chief Commissioner Thapalia stated that if a political party tries to influence any voter for security reasons, the related party or person will be prosecuted according to law. Chief Commissioner Thapalia stated that while the commission is in the process of conducting a clean and free election in accordance with the code of conduct and election expenses, the commission has also taken steps to prevent false information, misinformation and hate speech from being spread through social media. Likewise, the Election Commission has fined Rs. 5,000 on chairperson of Kathmandu Metropolitan City Ward No. 16, Mukunda Rizal, on the charge of violating the Election Code of Conduct. The Election Commission has decided to impose the fine on Rizal after it was proved that he was personally involved in the election campaign of the Nepali Congress in Kathmandu Constituency No. 6 in violation of the Election Code of Conduct. It was found that Rizal had posted a photo on his Facebook page of his participation in the Nepali Congress's election campaign. The commission has stated that the Rizal has been fined in accordance with the Election Commission Act 2079, Clause 23(3), as it has been proved that he had carried out an act in contravention of the prohibitory sentence of Clause 5, Part A of Election Code of Conduct 2079. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. According to state-run Sona News Agency, a suicide bomber has detonated his explosives near a military training camp in Somalia, killing at least 5 people and wounding 11 others. Yesterday's attack at the camp in Somali capital Mogadishu was claimed by the Al-Shabaab armed group and comes a week after twin explosions in capital that left at least 116 people dead. Al-Shabaab, an Al-Qaeda-allied armed group fighting in Somalia for more than a decade, is seeking to topple the country's central government and establish its own rule based on a strict interpretation of Islamic law. Its fighters were driven out of the Somali capital in 2011 by an African Union force, but it still controls swaths of Somalia's countryside and has stepped up attack since President Hassan Sheikh Mohamed took office in May and pledged an all-out war against the group. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Iran of lying and terrorist cooperation by supporting Russia's war in Ukraine. It comes after Iran admitted for the first time it had supplied drones to Moscow, but only before the invasion. The West believes Russia has used Iranian kamikaze drones to hit key infrastructure sites in Ukraine, but Iran and Moscow previously denied it. Blackouts have hit much of Ukraine after the attacks on power stations. Western officials have accused Iran of supplying drones to Russia and of providing personnel on the ground to train Russian drone pilots. Previously, Tehran denied the accusations, but on Saturday, Iran's foreign minister said a small number of vehicles had been sent to Moscow. The US, EU and UK have all imposed sanctions on Iran for supplying drones to Russia for use in the conflict. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly and mountainous regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly region of Province No. 1, Gandaki and Karnali Province. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim Province along with the hilly regions of the country and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Province No. 1 tonight. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 11 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 24.5 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba addressing two election gatherings in Dadaldhura today. Jayanagar Kurtha Railway Service to run more trips than regular considering huge influx of pilgrims on the occasion of Kartik Purnima. And 5 killed in suicide bombing at Somalia military camp. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.